Welcome to Trinity Life Church Podcast Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoy listening.
Hannah messaged me a few weeks ago, didn't you, and just said, I feel like God's given me some, put something on my heart that I feel like he wants us to share with the church. So I said, great. So, Father, we just want to thank you for this word that you've put in Hannah's heart for today and Isaiah, Lord. We just pray for your anointing on them as they share. Lord, that your word will just inspire us, change us, and transform us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Before I start, because my heart's beating like 100 miles an hour, I thought I'd just do a little icebreaker. No, you don't have to do anything. It's just basically, I had the most amazing day yesterday. So I wondered, apart from Sarah, my kids, and my mum, if you could guess where I went. No? It's somewhere that ladies love to go. Spa, yes. I went to a spa. And who can guess who I went with? No. No. I went on my own. And do you know, it was the most amazing time. Like, I literally wouldn't go with anyone now. No, I will go with my mum because she wants to go with me. And maybe Sarah another time, but... It was just so good to be able to do exactly what I wanted, go where I wanted, sit down. Do you know, I actually went into, it was Bannatyne, St. Edmunds. I've never been there before, but it's a really big one. I walked into the spa, and do you know, I just kept saying, I texted my mum, I just keep saying, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I was literally saying it to myself, oh my gosh. Because all the spas I've been to, they normally have like four beds, and they're normally gone, and people leave their towels on, so you can't even lay down. There were like 30 beds. I could just choose. The pool was empty. I was like, thank you, God. Like, this is the most amazing day. I had free treatments lined up. It was awesome. Especially because last week was half term. And although my kids are so wonderful, they drive me absolutely crazy, literally. So it was really good. Right, back to the talk. Okay, so we're looking at basically Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. So, is it this one? With thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And this is a verse I use all the time for everything. Like if someone tells me they've got a problem, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 8, like it covers everything, I think, basically. So anyway, the last, I would say, 6 months, God's really put it really strongly on my heart to not just know it and to do what it says, but to really do it. Okay, so here we go. So whether or not we're facing anything that we may or may not be anxious or worried about, we will, definitely. You know, tomorrow or next month, we will all face that situation. And we can either trust him or allow our fear to cripple us. Right, so basically I'm going to go through this scripture bit by bit, okay? So it starts with, do not. Okay, so that is a command. It's not try not to or avoid. It's best not to. It's do not, okay? Just like, you know, just like no sin is greater than another. Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not cheat. Do not worry, okay? It's a command. And in John chapter 15, verse 7, it says, if you love me, you abide in me. And abide means to obey, okay? So if we love God, we want to naturally obey him. So, I think this is on a slide. Oh, no. Okay. I didn't know it was in this order, but we'll just look at this. This is what Winston Churchill said. When I look back on all these worries, I remember the story of the old man who said on his deathbed that he had a lot of trouble in his life, most of which had never happened. Okay, because a lot of what we worry about or we fear or we dread, doesn't even happen. So what is worry? Did we put that on the slide? Oh no, don't worry, that's fine. Worry is when we agonize, when we fear something, when we dread, when we're just really nervous about something, when we're feeling troubled, or just when we're really consumed by something. Going back to what I said about it's a command, just as much as do not lie, do not steal, and all the Ten Commandments, and many more, we may feel, but we're not actually hurting anyone else. You know, it's just us. But actually, it does really affect everyone around us. So looking at effects of anxiety and worry, here are just a few. Insomnia, it can cause insomnia. Just great restlessness. Irritability, panic attacks, headaches, the inability to concentrate, muscle aches, nausea. It steals our peace, steals our joy. And then it can then go on to lead to ways of escaping, like alcohol, overeating, which is what I do a lot, undereating, or worse. Now, I don't know about you, but when I'm tired, when I haven't slept much, I'm definitely not like the best person to be around. And therefore, if we're to be like God tells us to be, which is salt and light of the earth, we're not going to be, are we? If we're just so consumed by this worry and fear that we think actually isn't causing that much trouble, it really is. Okay, so now we'll go on to about anything. I'm going to go back. I only did this because Scott does it all the time and I thought it looked really cool, but I can't actually work it. And plus, I can't remember the order that we did it in. Here we are. So, we've done do not, which is a command, okay, let's not forget that. We did worry about anything, okay? So, what does anything cover? Our future. Everything. But let's just go through a few. Our future, our jobs, death, health, our material lack, the state of the world, our loved ones being saved, our marriage, relationships, everything. Okay, so God's saying, do not worry about anything. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, we won't go through it all, it's a very long scripture, but just taking out some verses from that. In verse 34 it says, 25 it says, do not worry about life. Okay, so that's everything. This is what Jesus is saying. In verse 34 it says, for these things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. Okay, we're not unbelievers. We don't need to be consumed with this worry. We have God, the creator of the earth, Alpha and Omega, creator of the whole universe. Like, I think we just forget sometimes that we really make him quite small. And he's so big. And he's saying, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. I know what you're going to say before you say it. Okay? He knows everything about us. So even if... Anyway, I'll get to that part. I'll get to that part after I'm getting carried away. But yeah, basically, I really don't believe that I personally can be a great witness if I'm consumed by worry. And as a parent, I think that's really enormous. There's so many things that you can worry about, like from school to when they get older, like Sophie, boyfriends, and going out, like driving. She's driving now, like I could just be, and then there's the two in the middle that are coming up to teenagers, and it's like, oh. But when God gave me this revelation, it was literally like, It was like, what? So I can just give it all to you and then just trust. That's it. Just back away. And it was really like a revelation. I literally have been living by this, which is why I can still smile. So that's where we're up to. Right. About anything. But. See the word but. So he gives us a solution. It's not just, do not worry about anything, guys. But. He tells us what to do. In everything, by prayer and supplication. In Ephesians chapter 6, you know the one where it talks about putting on the full armour of God. In verse 18 it says, we're to pray at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. Do we know what supplication means? I do, because I've done my research. It means to plea, to appeal, to urge, request, and to humbly and earnestly ask for something. Okay, that's what we are to do. So he's telling us that is our armor we need to put on. We need to be praying all times in the Spirit and just pray as much as you want about everything. Okay, now we'll go on to the next one. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Okay, so that's where it comes to, it's good to have a journal, if you've got a journal, to then go back and look at all how faithful he has been, answered prayers, how he's come through, times when you didn't know how he was going to come through, but you always have, we're all here, talking to people, talking to friends, you know, that's where it comes to having thanksgiving and just thanking him for all he has done. And then let your requests be known to God. And be specific, be really specific. Like I haven't been nervous at all till I got into church. I wasn't even nervous downstairs, but as soon as I got here, like my heart was beating so fast. My point is that this morning I did have a bit of worry. Then I was like, oh my gosh, how can I worry when I'm talking about, I'll tell you what I was worried about, what to wear, because I just have a serious issue with clothes. No wonder my kids do. And I was just like, oh, what should I wear? And I was just like, God, I'm not going to worry about this. Just show me. And I always go for this basic jean skirt that I bought from Matalan like 10 years ago. It's just my safe skirt. So what I'm saying is pray about everything. Hair, everything. Now this is where Isaiah comes in. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Jesus. Welcome my husband, Isaiah Perumala. Woo!
Okay, so I'm going to talk about the peace of God and how it transcends all our understanding and guards our hearts. So I'm going to share something that I don't usually talk about. I probably should be the most stressful, anxious person given my childhood when I was growing up. Lived in a quite, my childhood's quite volatile because my parents didn't get along and there was a lot of alcohol-fueled domestic violence. And me being the oldest, we lived in different countries. My mum didn't have anyone to talk to, so she told me a lot of the issues and it really messed with my mind. This was since I was about 4 till I was about 14. And my mum could see that and she said, look, I'm really sorry, I don't know, I can't help you, but you need to ask God to help you. And my parents, you know, I love them, not knocking them or anything. One thing that they did teach me was Psalm 23. And at that time, I probably only knew like a few verses, maybe 2 or 3 verses. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. The second bit, he makes me lie down green pastures. I didn't know what that meant, so I kind of skipped that. And what I did remember was, even though I walked through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil. So all this was going on since I was 14 to my teens. And in addition to that, because we moved to different places, we lived in India, and the place where we lived, there's lots of home invasions, and it was quite scary. And my dad had to work away for 2-3 months at a time. And people knew that it was just my mum and 3 of my siblings. So we had like a lot of fear, and, you know, I just held on to that scripture. And, you know, despite people getting broken into, we're not talking about burglars, this is like, you know, violent home invasion. You know, nothing ever happened to us. And, you know, there's a lot I can go through, but what I wanted to point out is, despite the environment, you know, I was filled with peace, like peace that no one would understand. Even my parents say, I don't know how, I'm sorry what happened and that, I don't know how you managed to stay. And I keep telling them it was, you know, it's God's peace. So when it says here, the peace of God transcends all understanding, like it's huge. You don't understand what this means, like despite what circumstance you're in and why it's happening, you know. When God says that, you know, we've got to take hold of it because it's powerful.
Okay, so in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, it tells us that we're to guard our hearts above all else, for it determines the course of our life. Okay, so our heart is extremely important. It's where everything comes from. Our emotions, everything. I say emotions because I've got so many emotions. Anyway. So actually, I'm just going to take this out. Don't worry. Is it easy to just say? Are you all going to go back and, wow, Hannah just did this amazing talk. I don't need to worry anymore. No. It'd be awesome, though, if you did. Let me know. I think it's just like, I hear so many mothers say, oh, and Christian mothers say, oh, but we're, you know, that's what we do as mums, you know, we're supposed to worry. You know, it comes with the package. I really don't think that's what God wants us to do. Like, yeah, we're just not supposed to do that. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, it says, give all your cares to God, for he cares for you. He genuinely, really cares for us. Now praying, we can pray, and I'm sure we all pray about all the things in our life that bother us, but then do we go away and still worry? Because that's not faith. And listen to this. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, it is not hard to please God. It's impossible to please God without faith. Oh my gosh. So we're all here singing and loving God, but if we're filled with worry and, yeah, I know God, I know you want to take this care away from me, but come on, I can't let it go. Like anything could happen to, you know, whatever. No, that's not faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. We need to have faith. We need to reprogram our minds, just like the word says, you know, because we're just used to that way of thinking and we just need to reprogram our mind and remind ourselves who God is. You know, we need to declare from scripture who God is. Like, he is the God of everything. He is, come on guys, help me out. He's almighty. He's what? He's our protector. He's our provider. Peace. He is everything. Okay, we're going to end with Isaiah's talk.
I feel like I'm the serious person and I can't be as funny. So that song that we sang today was Lay Down Your Burdens, Lay Down Your Shame. That kind of really spoke to me because as Hannah's talking about worry and anxiety, worry is not a burden that God wants us to carry and he wants us to lay it down. But too often we hold on to it and we let go of things that we should hold on. So what I mean by that is, let me go. This is in Joshua 18, verse 3. It says, Joshua said to the Israelites, how long will you wait before you begin to take possession of the land that God of your ancestors has given you? So the Israelites were given ownership of the promised land, but, you know, they were just hanging around not taking ownership of it. And as Christians, you know, God, Jesus has given us so much. He's given us ownership of so much, but we're just really hanging around, not taking possession of it. Like, that's what God's been telling me. And he's like telling us, how long are you going to wait, you know, come on, let's go and take ownership of these promises. So about leaving your burdens, not worrying, all these scriptures, it won't mean anything, even though we were given the promise, won't mean anything unless we take hold of it. And just like the Israelites, you know, God gave them ownership, but until they took possession, it didn't mean anything. So again, like, give you an example, like when I grew up in India, like, you could own a piece of land, but if you didn't take possession of it, someone else would, and you wouldn't be able to get them off. And the same way, we need to really, you know, taking possession is an active thing. We need to take possession of God's word, and, you know, it's an active choice. We need to be aggressive about it, not, like, be so passive and, you know, just sit back, because that's why we don't see all the things that God wants for us, because even though he's given it to us, we're not actually taking that first step. And I mean, this doesn't apply just to worry, but anything, because, like, being a believer in Christ, we have so much that we're barely scratching the surface, and you'll start to see the power of it as you take possession of it. And thinking back, God's reminded me, as I was a child, like, I didn't know a lot of scripture. I barely knew 3 verses, but the difference was that I took ownership of that. Like, in that situation, like, I held on to it. That was like as if God was, well, he did, like, it was mine, and I held on to that. And then that's when you see the power of God. So I encourage all of you, like, you know, we all got Bibles, you know, let's take possession, let's take ownership of it. Amen.
Leading up to this preach, there's a song that I keep playing, and it really, really just illustrates everything that I've been talking about. And it's just a beautiful song. So I just wanted to play it, and I just wanted us all, so no worship team, obviously, which is good, because then we can all close our eyes and just listen to the words. And I just want you to all ask God, you know, is there anything that I'm... Even the sparrow. Can we start again? That we can ask God to show us. And if there is, I think actually it's a good way of coming to the front, not to be prayed for, we don't necessarily need to be prayed for, just to, as an action of, I'm laying it down, God. I'm just laying it down. Okay?
When I am a wasteland, even the sparrow has a place to lay its head. So I you.
When I can't hear you, show me. When I can't stand, you carry me. When I'm lost, you will find me. When I'm weak, you are mighty. You are
In worship, before the service started, I got a picture and I just wanted to share because it really linked in with what Hannah was saying and I didn't really know what Hannah was going to say. I saw a picture of a huge tree and there was birds sitting in this tree and there was just so many birds resting in this beautiful tree and they were just so happy and they were...
And they were singing and playing and resting. And I felt that God reminded me that he wants us to rest like that, like the birds do, to rest in him, abide in him, in his presence. And
from that place.
And from that place, we can sing no matter what our circumstances are.
You know, as Hannah was sharing, she used the word called abide. And that's the one that really struck me. Sarah's just come up and said the exact same word, abide. When you have a look at that Philippians chapter at the end, some very, very important words, and it says, in Christ. If we're trying to handle this on our own, you're going to fail. Any worry, anything, anything that you're trying to do in Christ. Do it through him. Because you're not going to be able to handle your worry. But through Christ you can. There's that picture of the tree. The minute you said that, I saw the tree of life. Jesus is the tree of life. And we can abide in him. And if we abide in him and we rest in him, then I'm not saying that your cares will just vanish, you know, your worries will just vanish away. It's like you'll never have them ever again. But the minute that something comes into your head, because after that Philippian scripture, it then says, think on these things. Think on the things that are great, the things that are honorable, the things that are amazing, the things of thankfulness. Think on these things. When a worry comes into your mind, you think on the things that Christ has done. You think on him. You know what he's done for the world, what he's done for you individually. You think on those things. And you know what? Those worries go. If you abide in him, abide in Christ, that intimate relationship with him is so, so important. You know, those birds rely on that tree to rest to have safety, to even find their food, to find their shelter. It is so important. Christ is so important. He's never asked us to do this on our own. Every step of the way, he said, in Christ, in me, abide in me, I abide in you. It's a really cool word, guys. You know, if you need just to have that time in him, you know, right now, if you've got a worry, if you haven't got a worry, just spend some time abiding in him. Because as Anna said, when you might get that worry, if you're in him, that worry seems to be just a little bit less if you're trying to do it by yourself. Amen. Amen. Push and pull at your command, so you can steal my heart with your hand. You tell the seasons.
This is just a poem that I just wrote leading up to this. And it reminded me of it because I shared it with Sarah and she thought that it'd be good to share it, so I thought I will. Okay. I sat and thought, and dread began to fill my head, consuming me, overpowering any faith I once had. Fear of the unknown, of what may be to come. My body became weak, all my energy felt sapped to the ground. Any peace that I had was nowhere to be found, and the joy that was there was suddenly no more. Then God reminded me he wants me to let go and give him total control. Rest, my love, let your soul be still. I hold the world in my hands. Then something reminded me, dropped into my soul, there's someone much bigger that wants to take total control, to take all my burdens and have my load shared. Trust and do not fear, I hear him saying to me. You can worry, my dear, but no difference will it make. Just think of the freedom and peace giving it up will make. Have I let you down before, even if you didn't always understand? I was always in control and had you in my hand. Worrying can't add a second to your life. It will just disable and leave you filled with doubt. You were never supposed to live independently of me. That's why I sent my son to die in your place, so I could give you peace and you could depend on me. I've already overcome the whole world. One day you will see. But for now, simply let go, sit back and rest in me. I can take care of all that you fear. You just need to trust and meditate on my love.